Zvachim Perkches Mishnah Hey 8:5. Here we have another Mishnah of parts of animals getting mixed up. Here we have Eivarin. Eivarin are limbs. So we're referring now to the limbs from a korban ola, which are to go on the Mizbeach. But they get mixed up Be'evri Bale Mumin, with the limbs of another animal, which was a Baal Mum, it was blemished, and therefore the Torah prohibits the limbs of that animal to go on the Mizbeach. So the rule would be, if you have a mixture of, let's say you have three legs, two legs from kosher olos and a third from a not kosher ola. Now, the rule would be that since there's a lav to put it on, the one that's forbidden, and the obligation to put the two that are on, so midoraisa, from the Torah's perspective, we'd say, listen, you have a mixture of three limbs, and the majority of the mixture is kosher, so it should go up, and the minority be lost. But midorabban, we say no, the mixture is considered to be, the forbidden piece is not considered to be a batel, loses its identity, because it's a davar chashuv, is too significant as a whole limb to be lost in the mix. And therefore, you have both the obligation to burn some and the prohibition to burn others. And therefore, the rule would be, according to everybody, nothing you can do. You'll have to essentially wait it out. You can't put them on the fire lest you do the avera. And therefore, you'll wait, and after they become, past their deadline, then they'll be burned in the base of Srefa. But our particular case is saying, what happens if one of the limbs already went on? So one of the three legs have now gone on the Mizbeach by accident. The Kohen didn't know and made a mistake. Now you have two left. Now those two that are left, it could be that at least one of them for sure has to go on, and it could be that both of them have to go on. Maybe the one that went on accident was the very one that was not supposed to go on, and now all that's left, both of them carry an obligation to put it on, put them on and burn them on the Mizbeach. So what do you do then? Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Karav Rosh Echad Mehen, if you put on one of the limbs, if for example it was a head, then Yikruvu Kol Roshayin, then you would put all of the heads on, the remaining two pieces. And similarly, Karao Shel Echad Mehen, if there were three legs and one of the legs went on, so then Yikruvu Kol HaKrayim, then all the legs should go on. In other words, Rabbi Eliezer is saying you're allowed to be Tole, to ascribe the one that went on, and say that must have been, or that could have been, the one that was not supposed to go on, meaning that what's done is done. Now what's left, not on the Mizbeach, are two pieces, both of which should go on. So, Rabbi Eliezer specifically says in the case where you have two limbs, because if you have two limbs, so that means when you put them both on simultaneously, you're for sure doing a mitzvah. Now, maybe you're doing an avera, of putting it on. However, since the avera midura banan, because midoraisa, there's a bit of barov in the case I described here. The minority would lose the status of the majority. So you're only talking most of the derabanan. And since we can ascribe and say, well, maybe it's not even a derabanan, maybe the one that shouldn't have gone on already is on. Now, both of these actually are mitzvah ones. Therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says, in such a scenario, you could be lenient because of all those factors combining. However, the Chum Orim, they reject that. They say, afilu karvu kulam chutz me'ever echad. Excuse me, they said, Chum Orim, afilu karvu kulam chutz me'echad mehen. Even if you have burned, let's say, 2 out of 3 or 99 out of 100, you only have one left, and even if now the statistics are, the odds are that it's one that has to go on, it makes no difference. You can't put it on, okay? Because Midur Abundant wasn't Batal, and now we have a potential Isser, and therefore we don't do the mitzvah of putting on the limbs when there's a potential Isser of doing the Vera. So you'd sit in your hands, Sheval Tasa. The truth is, Sheval Tasa means you'd sit and do nothing until the time passes of Lina, now they all need to be burned. As far as the Beis HaSreifa, the Beis HaSreifa is the place where the invalid korbanos are burned, outside of Yerushalayim. I see in the Art Scroll Hebrew, it does say the Beis HaSreifa, in this case, is Makom Miuchad Ba'azara, a specific place inside the temple courtyard. I don't know what that's referring to, I'm sorry. But either they're right or they're wrong. The Bar Tanura does say explicitly in Meseches Yoma that the Beis HaSreifa is outside of Yerushalayim in the context of the burning of the goat from Yom Kippur. So now here the Mishnah said afilu karvu chulam chutz me'echad men. Even if there's only one left, then you can't put that one on. Says the Chacham. The truth is, even in that scenario, Rabbi Eliezer would agree. If you only have one limb left, you can't put it on because maybe that's the forbidden one, midrabanan. He only permitted it when he had a pair, and therefore you know for certainty that one of them is a mitzvah to go on. Okay, in that case, he does allow it, and therefore, based on our mission here, would say afilu Karvo kulam chutz me'echad men, we mean perhaps except for one pair, a pair of two that can go on. Okay? Just want to make sure something is clear before we end up here. Rabbi Eliezer would agree that if none have gone on, so you have all three now and there's a mix-up, then he would agree, even though, yes, midoraisa, that's batel, the one and three is gone, it loses its status, but he would agree that you, in that case, since you are going to be certainly doing an avera with the mitzvah, putting them on, you cannot do it. But in the case where he's leaning to the specific case, only when already one has been put on, and now after the fact, you could be tola ascribing that one to be the one that shouldn't have gone on, leaving everything else permitted, because you have only a derabanan issue here, and you have the mitzvah to put them on, and therefore he's leaning in that scenario, only that scenario. At all events, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Eliezer. The halacha follows the chachamim, so lechatchila it's an isur deraisa to put on a limb from balmum, subject to malchus, and even if you have a mixture, 1 in 100, it's not batel midrabanan, you'd have someone on already, and therefore none of them go on, they all go to Beis HaSreifa to be burned outside of Yerushalayim.